Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good day, one and all. You're listening to Comedian Organic OK. Well, I mean, I'm not him, but that's the name of the show. He's got his own show. This across from me is Organic OK. I'm co-host Dude Talk.
Yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK. And, the show is today is Comedian Organic OK. Hey, before I actually get into more of the infrastructure of the show program, I want to make sure that people around the vibration level, because the vibration level, it's everywhere, right? It's in the water, the seas, I want to make sure all these people are being nurtured from a deep emotional standpoint, because there's so many things that people are dealing with right now, right? And we have to do that as a community, because the show is based. See, one of the things the show is about, it's about traveling, it's about seeing other people, other businesses, because that's what this particular show is about. It's about operating under other businesses, platforms, and their business, as I talk to the business, what can be implemented in the community, right? What can be changed, So this is one of the actual platforms, right? Today, I actually, seen one of these tasks was being done, and it's something that it's actually would change a lot of communities if we could do these things in a capacity, building kitchens for people that don't have a location where they can cook food. But one of the things will be an issue when you're building these type of things is how people facilitate, right? Because they have things where people can cook and things like that, but one of the things becomes a hassle when the way how people clean it, the way, because we're dealing with COVID-19. So it's important how people are cleaning these things, where the actual space is where people are able to cook, right? Because a lot of capacity, they're telling people, no, you can't go outside, you can't be in the parks, and you can't be cooking, right? So this is a kitchen actual platform, and I was asked, and this was asked, because, today's community, it's coincidence this has all happened today. I said, what part of the, what community and what actual government agency is a nonprofit organization? What's going on here? How are you able to build a kitchen outside in this capacity, right? I'm trying to understand what's going on, because one of the things that they're doing to me in the era that I'm operating is, they are actually giving me problems on cleaning up in this area. Like, so let me understand. You can build a kitchen, not having permit to actually put some foundation like that in a public place, but it's not okay for me to clean, the actual area for keeping the leaves and keeping the actual agriculture and things out the park. And what I was also telling them too is, I was gonna plant some grass there and, build up a setup for them to actually be able to, maintain maybe some vegetables and things like that. Because now they got a kitchen. I'm like, okay, they got a kitchen. It's a small area. It needs to be a food platform where it's provided. And I have to look at what's the option of making a food platform in something that is a very tight space. And it needs to be something that it can be, nurtured and maintained. I was asking too, I said, the trash, we need to worry about the trash. The person get mad at me because I'm talking about trash, so we got to figure out a way to get rid of the trash. Now the person is like taking, the trash is supposed to be over there. I said, hold on a second, we got to figure out another way to change this platform. Now the person that's actually building the actual platform, I'm just trying to understand where this person is coming from. Now, I was like, I was saying, I was like, well, putting food out, right? pitting food out. I don't want food to be pit out and spoiled, right? So this food collectively, if we're thinking about collectively, people eating and people having a platform where they can use the restroom, we're going to have to use a different platform. That's what I'm trying to figure out, right? You know, I'm trying to figure out, like, as I come around and being able to sterilize all the area that's cross-contaminated because it's unclean, right? So those areas need to be cleaned regularly, right? It needs to be cleaned regularly. You know why? Because it keeps less bacteria, less, you know, toxic things that people's bodies and things that, you know, that sets in. And, you know, you think about, have you ever had anything in your house that you didn't wash, it got sweaty and you forgot about it? Those happens. It gets mildew, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Imagine multiple factors of people that may not necessarily clean something regularly, right? How much bacteria and how much is that fueling more, you know, situations where it's more contamination, right? And the person moving back and forth, you know, depending on how close they are in the setting, these things become, you know, pressure gauges, right? Because a lot of this stuff is connected in a sense because they're so close to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of them germs and things, even though you say, oh, it's outside, but think about this. Even though they're outside, you don't think them germs are sliding back across each other? You know, it's almost like somebody itching their head, right? Your person itch their head, what happens? If they got dandruff, what happens? It gets on their shirt. It gets on the back of their shirt. And what they got to do, dust it off, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but depending on the situation, what's going on, how people are close to each other, all that their germs, all that dust, and all the things that's going on with their body and all the things that they have, it's like a pressure gauge. All these things are being thrown back and forth across each other. So this actual setting, because it's like one of the things they need to have in a setting like that is they need to have a place where they can actually clean their stuff, right? What else they need? Need to actually have something where they can pitch stuff up, right? Isn't it important for people to have a setup where they actually can put their clothes and things up like that? Because what happens is when people have that, some people come out there with items, clothes, things of that nature, right? So it's important that everybody have a setup where they can actually put their things away and they can actually be able to get to those things if they need it, right? But to have all that directly in front of them, and then the weather changes, then these things become, you know, moist, and depending on how they, because, you know, a lot of stuff is fiber, and what is it called? It's sheetrock. Some of the stuff is sheetrock, and this stuff gets moist, right? What happens? It starts to become damaged, and it becomes, you know, and these are things that are happening. Like, people are trying to cover up, but these are things. A lot of people, you know, with this, you know, pitting away these things, the more we pit these things in a place, in a way that we are cleaning and seeing our mind. Like, if people could come to a place and have all these accessible things that's building them up, they're not necessarily seeing the things that's like, for example, having clean water, right? Everybody can have clean, fresh water, have a setup where they can, you know, use. That's the thing we have to worry about, too. Like, we got to figure out what can be efficient for people can take showers. What could be efficient for people to take showers? What would be efficient for people to be able to wash their clothes? You know, what would be efficient for people to have a visual and have a setup where people emotionally are being connected to changing this? Because even if someone's going through this, it got to be something in place where a person don't have to lose their actual peace. And we have to figure out a way to connect the motivation and the connecting of the result, then connect the people to the anger and frustration, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's important. This is Comedian Organic OK. And the show is called Comedian Organic OK. And the co-host is Talk Dude. Talk Dude.
It is.
What do you feel about what I'm telling the people? How can this change their, you know, perspective of seeing things? You know, and then guess what too? Guess what we don't realize? It's so many people that can give you solutions, but guess what happens? People that give you solutions sometimes start chastising you by something that you ain't personally experiencing. You try to get answers and solutions, and they start trying to chastise you about things that you're not technically, you know. And that's another problem. Like, you trying to, like, one of the things happened today, the lady tried to speak up to one of the people that actually, the person that actually came up with the idea, but at the time I didn't know that. And I'm going to be talking, I'm like, hold on a minute, like, something's not right. This is not adding up. And so the person that came up with the idea, I know something was not right about this because it wasn't an organization. The person is, you know, I'm aware of that because I'm not technically, you know, I've been doing all this on my own. So I know there's something about when something don't stand out, well, hold on a minute. This is like something that you created. And I said that. It was like, this, I didn't say that to the person that created, but I know that that was the one that did it because how it just was, I've been there. I know this wasn't here. And I know how they will hear me up if I did something like this. You know, kitchen for them to cook in? Man, they already did a lot of things to try to you know, just, you know, discourage me from doing it. So I'm like, hold on a moment. So now, at this particular time, I have to say, hold on a minute. Like, I have to do, the guy said, well, are you, I don't need you to encourage me to do this. I don't need to be encouraged to do this. But what I'm trying to understand is how this is happening. That's what I'm trying to understand, how this is happening. How can you build a kitchen right here? You know, and I can see it's a lot of, you know, propaganda within people. It's propaganda and change. See, the thing is, people are so excited to help people, and then it doesn't necessarily play out for what people are trying to do, right? So then it become other thing, right? It become other systems in place to try to what? Put this up here. Like, what you see? You see publicized groups of people that's doing things. And you start seeing, like, only a certain group of people really look like they're the only ones doing it. You're like, hold on a minute, this doesn't look right. If you really look at it, how many people you really see doing things collectively, like seeing everybody's face on it, right? You don't see every cultural face. You don't see how you start seeing all this propaganda undermine the platform, right? And what they do is they just do enough to figure out what you're doing, and then, in a sense, they just erase you from it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you showed me something I didn't do yet. Oh, thank you. No, I'm not actually going to work with you. Oh, okay, cool. And that's what the people are doing. People are collectively the same system, in a sense, that's undermining you and not necessarily allowing you to do things. Individually, people in the community, they try to pick the same people that is getting through the platforms are not being, you know, discouraged and pit them over what you're doing so they can just be like, oh, I don't know what the problem is. It worked for me. And it's not by accident. And why would they help somebody that they don't want to get the credit? They definitely help somebody that got between the cracks and they don't feel bothered by it. And that become another platform within the platform, right? So think about them not helping somebody that's doing way more than somebody else. But the person that helps is the person that get through. And that's what the system, that's what it's really about. It's like, oh, it's like going to school, like, right? Think about people go to school for, you know, 16 years, depending on, or more, depending on, you know, the field they're in. And you say, wow, man, you're still in school. Because you think about how society and community look at people that go to school for a long time. And they say, oh, you go to school for a long time because you're really intelligent and you and this is what it takes. But they look at the people that go to school a long time because they said, man, you think it is long to finish? You see? So the average person is not really connecting success to people going to school for a long time. They kind of like saying that it shouldn't take that long. That's a tact. That's a stigma. For people that's not successful and not understanding, if the person was not successful and understanding, they're on the opposite side of the opposition, and they was connecting with the group of people that it made sense, then they wouldn't be discouraged, right? That was something to connect. And it's, oh, this is, and then after they finish what they completed, it may take them just a little bit longer, but they wouldn't have any, it wouldn't be nobody on no side that's showing someone that's taking the effort to complete and go through it. It would be a more appreciation from success. But it's a separation, and in a sense, it's to undermine that. When you undermine people's experience, what you get? What I want to do for a short moment in time, for about, you know, a couple of minutes or so, I'm going to have a comedian talk to you, explain to you from his point of view on what he's been going through and, you know, his research. And so I'll be back shortly.
Thanks for the intro. Yeah, all right. What I really believe is I've been going through a lot. Okay, I have all these health problems. And look, my health is really bad. And the funny thing is I did bad things in life. I made mistakes. Somehow I wish I could go back there and rectify. It was a habit, you know. You know how it is. You start doing something before you knew it. It's a thing. And habits aren't the worst thing in the world, but you got to have good ones. Good habits. High school is like the end of the – that's the end when you can have bad habits, you know. By the time you get into college, you got to put yourself in a regimen of doing what's right. I don't know. Me personally, I want to basically get more in a state of good habits, just good habits. But I'm having trouble wondering how to do that. And we're getting okay. I'm not just a co-host. I'm a member of this program, someone who can prove, and this is the big, this is the important part, so pay close attention. I can basically become a success if I just achieve. I just aim towards that greater good, whatever it may be. What to do, what to do, what to do, what to do. Well, one of the first steps you take, the first step, is towards that greater good. You ask yourself, what is you need? What you're dying for? And doors can open up.
You know what?
Yeah.
Expressing yourself is one thing. Expressing yourself is, it's part of, it's like when you go to the elements of cleaning, you clean yourself and you clean, it's all these cleaning elements, right?
Yeah.
If you don't do those things, it'll happen. You'd be unclean, right?
Yeah.
But do you ever think about how you don't clean the peace of mind? See, you got to clean your peace of mind because your unclean and peaceful mind, it start to stink.
Oh, God, yes.
So if you do not truly clean your peace of mind from all points, right, if you got to do all these things, when you get up, you notice how you got to stretch. You got to do these things because your body is telling you need it, right? If you know that you got to clean your thoughts, you got to clean your ass, you got to clean the things that people touch in your mind, you got to clean these things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody know, if you don't clean something after a while, what's going to happen? It's going to have something on it, right? It's going to be dust, it's going to be all these things, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if you're so consistently telling people about disability, why are you telling people about the cleanliness of disability, right? Because if some people, they get motivated by the opposition that they face, right? But
yeah,
recognizing the opposition that the whole entity of disability, see, that's the difference, right? Because it's people that are disabled, they're not experiencing the exact same thing of disability, right? So when you start saying disability, you're not creating the disability that people can say, hey, I don't see this ability. See, this is a different type of disability because what he's showing me, he's showing me something within my ability that is not disability, right?
Right.
And you're attaching that to people and saying, this is this, and this is experience, and I'm showing. See, when you came around, look at this. You came around like the solution of the cleaning elements, right? The solution of the peace elements. Guess what happens?
What?
They always talk to you about the solution. And it's people in life, every time you see them, you see that solution. You see the motivation behind that. And it encourages you, and you look up to this kind of space in a very vulnerable, comical way, right?
Because oh, yeah.
You say, man, I ain't never seen somebody that is doing this, right? And what happens? It puts you into doing the same thing. You know, why can't do this? And so you start seeing what you're not doing faster than finding things that you're not doing and not doing more. See, you see yourself in a place where it's more natural for you to react to disability because you can see things that you're not doing, and you can just start it out there like graffiti, right? If someone started a graffiti in the community just to do it, I ain't talking about making murals, I'm talking about making art. What happened? If you had every community that had graffiti tagging on it, what would it look like eventually?
Hmm.
It looked like writing that people did in school and make mistakes. It looked like a bunch of mistakes eventually. If people can write on this person can write on this person, it's going to be a lot of mistakes look like. But they lack a mistake. See, sometimes a person that have a vision may not see a mistake, may see the solution, right? If you spend the energy seeing the solution, your mind would focus more on maintaining it instead of focusing on just bring it out, like, you know. And that would be a connection to yourself that your mind would clean that. It's like a process of washing, right? You start seeing one cycle to the next cycle, and then you start pulling it out. Then what you do next? You fold it up, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is something within yourself. You start folding up disability, what's going to happen?
What?
Disability is not going to look like just trash. It's going to like, hey, can I get that disability out? That's what I want. But you're not disability. So what? You start seeing the uniform start changing. If it was something that everybody was, you know, thrilled about, and start seeing the motivation behind their life and how it's set up, yeah, another thing. Well, look at this. Community. This is a community platform.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to realize how communities are infected by contamination within people's ability before they necessarily get the actual solution. Think about this. As you're moving through, somebody's throwing trash over your shoulder. In your mind, your subconscious mind, to the point where you can't even see the solution. Then there's things that you're trying to filter because you don't have necessarily the resources to reduce the impact of what people collectively are connecting to you. So there's people out there that have different elements. Hold on a moment. Great people. We must understand something. I'll be back shortly.
Right. Everyone, please get involved. Okay, you can be part of all this. You can be part of it all right now. Call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Call in. Tell us your story. How you can get involved, how you can be part of all this. You know what? We can rectify you. There is a way. There is a chance. Please, call in. Yeah. It's a real thing. Ask yourself what you want, what you need. What's necessary. See, we can do great things. You can. So can you. Call in. Call into the event. See, you can just take the next step. This is self-help. Such a self-help. This is help. We all need each other. Extend your hand. Expect us to extend ours. There's a dilemma going on. We're offering you the solution. The resolution. What is necessary for really life on this planet. Please, believe me. We can help you. We can make everything work. We can. Well, I've got a few minutes left in the program. I invite a lot of you to get involved. Get involved with us. It won't cost you anything. Just a little bit of time out of your day. And before you know it, you can see results. Go ahead. We can make it so. That's what we're put on this earth to do. We'll make life a little bit better for you. As I said before, I'm kind of a client myself. I'm not just a co-host. I'm somebody he basically picked because he thought that I'm somebody who needs this program myself. I can do wonderful things, wondrous things. Just give us the opportunity. Call in. Get involved. It can happen. What's next on tap? What do you need? What do you want? We can give you that. Community Organic OK has gone around, basically. He's basically offering a rectifying situation for the whole world to help all these people to really get what they need. We're talking about a life that can be some kind of utopia. If we all work together for it. We're all there for each other. We can be. That's one of the biggest problems we have, that we're too divided against each other. We really can be something. We really can achieve whatever if we unite. We've got to stop this whole every man for himself mentality. It's one of the things that's slowing us all down. It's slowing down the world. What's happening there? Organic, if you can hear me, you're just kind of cutting out there. I want to thank you for tuning in to Cocoon and the show is Comedian Organic. I meant Comedian, not Comedian. Comedian Organic, okay. Sorry, a little tongue twister there. Comedian Organic, okay. Get involved with the cause. Check us out. We're all over the net. We're all over the web. We're at 515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Get involved. Become part of it all. Get behind us. Join us. Big things can happen and will. Thank you. And for those of you who are deciding to get involved, thank yourself. Because you're doing something good for you. Thank you. And good night. Thank you. And good night.